O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 15, verses 1 through 10. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Wherever You Are by John Guerra. Lively fingerstyle guitar, keyboard, and light percussion engage the ear with a sense of joyful anticipation. The text reminds us that our Heavenly Father never loses sight of us, no matter how far we go. He knows where we are, and He loves us deeply in that place.
You can take the train, you can take the car. You can travel the world but not get too far. You are always just where you are. Why don't you wanna be where you are? I can see you sad, I can see you down. You think you're lost and cannot be found. You are always just where you are. Love will find you just where you are. Wherever you go, He is there. No matter the steep hill or stair, He doesn't leave you alone with your prayers. He is as close to your friend as your own heartbeat or breath. Believe you are loved and that He is in love. Spinning in your life's a race. You try so hard, but you get last place. Sometimes you are just where you are. Love doesn't leave you where you are. Wherever you go, He is there. No matter the steep hill or stair, He doesn't leave you alone with your prayer. As close to your friend as your own heartbeat or breath. Believe you are loved and that He is in love. Wherever you're in, you know that He's been. Wherever you are, there is no height, there is no distance that can separate your heart from His. He knows exactly.
Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to Him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Our 4-year-old son, Oliver, loves stuffed animals. He usually has anywhere from 10 to 20 stuffed animals in his bed at a given time. And the idea of sleeping without an animal for Oliver is unfathomable. Now, one would think with so many stuffed animals, the idea of losing or being separated from one of them wouldn't be a particularly big deal, that another one would quickly take its place, fill the void. But one would be wrong in thinking that. Oliver somehow manages to keep track of all of his animals, and panic ensues when any of them go missing. Not too long ago, my wife Katie and I spent 20 minutes with Oliver before his bedtime tearing the house apart looking for a white bunny that he had misplaced. When he finally found it, Oliver was overjoyed. He clung to it so tightly, I was glad the bunny was stuffed, for had it been real, it likely would have suffocated. And I noticed after that experience, Oliver clung to that bunny tightly for days. The experience of having misplaced the white bunny, even for that short period of time, made his presence that much sweeter. Well, in Luke 15, Jesus uses a similar illustration to talk about his love for us. He, the good shepherd, has many sheep, but despite the vast number of sheep under his care, he knows and loves each and every one of them and will stop at nothing to recover those who are lost. And the experience of losing and then finding, instead of making Jesus frustrated or bitter, increases his joy when the lost sheep is brought home. Friends, in one way or another, we are all lost sheep. And I think we can have a tendency when confronted with our lostness to assume that Jesus will want nothing to do with us, that he will have had it, that he will be fed up with us. But this passage tells us the opposite is true. Our loving shepherd is faithful, and he will not rest until he has brought us back into the fold. And when he does, he will not guilt or shame us. No, instead he rejoices over us. Such is the love and grace of our Savior. So consider for a moment, where are you straying from the shepherd? Where have you wandered? Is there nervousness about returning? In the moments that follow, pray that the Spirit would help you to see and more fully understand the love and grace of Jesus, and that he would help you to know Christ's desire to rejoice over your return. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Oh God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.